America I've given y'all. And now I'm headed to the Mall of America to spend a bunch of nothing. No expenditures, I'm bluffing, huffing about putting an end to you. Dispense with your hunting a little something something. To be precise, $2.27, a pair of Nikes and a bowl of rice. Roll the dice relentless, send this mental presence into senseless sentence spinning. Desentimentalizing essence, winning or losing's not the object. When will the human war be targeted like enemies are marketed and put to rest regardless of your motivations? Collective aspirations of a nation hating, using fusion and confusing propaganda to slaughter and slander opposition. Hold a dominant position, go fuck yourself, your smart bombs and your covert missions. Waging holy wars without admitting that you're sitting in the same teeth gritting power grabbing stance. I'll do my dance when I'm ready, for now the course is steady, love the moment. But don't forget to let the feeling foment. America, when will you be less devoted to your potence and more angelic? When will you take your clothes off, expose yourself and shake your aching pelvis? When will you appreciate the irony of Elvis? Admit it's frightening that white men dye their hair to look like black men trying to look like white men, but it's also funny. Admit that sunny days and healthy children should be enough. Admit that we could stand to share a little bit of the stuff we got and quit taking it from others. I'm sick of your insane orders, sick of your deranged borders and maintained border crossings depressing me like rainwater upon the leaking awnings and onto good books. When can I go into the supermarket and buy everything I need with my good looks? It's you I'm addressing and it's time for some questioning. You're gonna let your feelings be controlled by CNN. I know I'm obsessing and I've got to admit I watch headline news every chance I get. Can't flip past it yet, though I try to slip free. It's always telling me about responsibility. Businessmen are serious, movie makers serious, everybody serious but silly me. It occurs to me that I am America and America me. I'm talking to myself again. America, after all, it is you and I who are perfect, not the next world, so why all the disturbance? Why all the fermenting anger sold by sermons and every side making me nervous? Why the lack of purpose? So the purposeful act of making surplus, making your bank over the backs of servants. What a circus, complete with acrobats, lion tamers and ringleaders, freaks, geeks, elephants, clowns, and shit sweepers. The shit deepens like new perspective on some scenery. You seem to be too much for me with all your machinery. You made me wanna be a saint and way too easily pulled the rug out from under me, teasing me and my complicity, insisting we are in this together. We got history, we got issues, see, move away, you'll be missing me. Say goodbye to feeling free. But I, B, and me have to disagree. I feel differently. Your ministry's just pissing me off. At this rate, you'll never get the best of me. America, stop pressing me and stressing me out. No use in testing me, I know what I'm doing. America, look around at all the ruins doing. America, are you into it? The news and the papers, every day it's another person on trial for murder. Like stasis slid into regression, disturbing. I find your complacence greatly depressing, unnerving. How could you win the Cold War with a promise sounding like a joke? Yokes around the necks of your black folk talk. Talking about freedom, democracy. Come on, even hypocrisy, most subtle will often seem in trouble when it's so obviously a cover for some huddle about to hustle. I smoke marijuana every chance I get and dance to death in my house, playing with castanets and casting fresh glances at the roses in the closet. I go to Chinatown, get drunk, and never get laid. My mind is made up, there's a debt to be paid. You should have seen me reading Marx and attempting to sway. Public opinion, common sense becomes the lecturer's clay. The therapists say I'm damn right forgetting to pray, cause I can see the light by simply looking. Hearing each minute is music and choosing to view the uncertainty of life with slight amusement. It's you I'm addressing and it's time for some questioning. You're gonna let your feelings be controlled by CNN. I know I'm obsessing and I've got to admit I watch headline news every chance I get. Can't flip past it yet, though I try to slip free. It's always telling me about responsibility. Businessmen are serious, movie makers serious, everybody serious but silly me. It occurs to me that I am America and America me. I'm talking to myself again. Asia's rising up, won't have a Chinaman's chance when times get rough. My national resources need some sizing up. My national resources consist of 2 bags of weed, 3.5 rhyme books traveling at the speed of sound, and 25,000 institutions for the housing of mental patients. Not to mention the houses of detention or the heart-wrenching conditions lived in by millions of children and other underprivileged, ruining my image. The grumbling bastards, my ambition is to be president despite the fact I'm a recovering Catholic, frequently stumbling moving backwards. I think I'd be very good at mumbling passwords. America, I'll sell you rhymes, 2.9 APR and nothing down. America, free your dissidents and save my fucking town. America, Allen Ginsberg must not die, and death row must not fry or be so black. America, way back when I was 7, attending summer camp with my brethren and sister, and I'd assist in burning the flag as we'd secede from the Union every 4th of July, followed by some ice cream and some apple pie. America, you don't really wanna go to war and have to die. America, it's them bad Arabs, them Arabs, them Arabs, and them Chinamen and them Arabs. The Middle East wants to feast on us for hours. The Middle East is a beast that's mad for power. She wants to take our cars from out of our garages and drive them to mirages making hajjas. She wants to kill New York and watch TV. She obviously wants our auto plants overseas. He watches over me, big brother bureaucracy always follows me. He runs a lottery, no stopping me or stopping him. Him Big Bambino, him make Indians learn read and also run casino. Him need big black people, him work us 80 hours a week, yo. Help, I'm delirious. America, this is quite serious. This is the impression I get, staring every day into my television set. Ain't been in prison yet, but it's what I dream about when I sit in bed. America, is this correct? I better get down to it already. It's true, I don't wanna be in the military or push buttons in corporate cubicles. I'm hardly physically or mentally suitable. America the beautiful, I'm asking questions and doing my best impressing for the truth.